This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, indeed, we've made it. We're in Seattle, Federal Way, Washington, here at Marlene's Market and Deli. And broadcasting the next couple of hours live here from Marlene's before I kick into lecture gear, lecture mode. And Super Don, is the YouTube working? We got a video thing crossing over the world here, too, so they can watch on their TVs.
Yes, sir. Yep, everything's sounding and looking great. Lovely plant over your left-hand shoulder there.
Yes, and it was already here. I just was placed here,
oh,
and they just...
Okay.
No, somebody had a beautiful idea. Why not put Robert in front of the plant? Because it'll make him look more natural, right? Because there's nothing natural about flying across the country 3,000 or so miles, waking up the next morning, doing a training, and then coming to do a radio show, and then doing a lecture after. That is not me complaining. That's me saying, I'm Superman. No, I take my supplements. I eat organically. In fact, I showed you I was eating on the YouTube before we went live on the air. I've got this organic beans and rice wrap, and I've got some organic sweet potatoes, so I'm really rocking it out. But just to be on the safe side, in addition to taking my whole food GTF Chromium, keep that, you know, the energy going, I found this Rebel drink that looks really good, a maca mocha. I didn't ask you about this. It's not coffee-based, but I think even you would like it. It's really lovely. Yeah, so I'll be flying tonight, and I'm going to be flying literally tonight to, where am I going? Eugene, Oregon. I've got another thing to do tomorrow, and then we head down to Corvallis. There's a health food store down there that we'll be broadcasting from tomorrow, and then moving down to Portland for the Natural Products Association Northwest Expo, and I'll be speaking one of the keynotes in the morning on Friday the 13th. Oh, no, don't wake up. It's scary time. So...
Excellent. So did you have a window seat?
I did have a window seat on the way over.
So
yeah, I did.
I just remember I've flown into Seattle before, and that is like one of the most spectacular views, especially if it's dark. I don't know what time it – well, actually, I think it was evening time when you landed. So
yeah, I've done that trip. And last night flew in and – we flew in from the south and the east, and so we didn't even pass downtown Seattle, so I didn't get that great view at night. No, but I've done it. I've seen it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
And I've seen I've done takeoffs from Seattle to cross over. What's that big mountain that you can see from? Is it Rainier? Yes, Mount Rainier. And that's just spectacular. But last night was not one of those sightseeing tours. And tonight, I don't know what we'll see because we're taking off after 11. Anyway, that's enough about the travelogue of Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, I'm just like, I'm here. What do I got to do? I got to say it so that I really know that I'm here. Kind of remind me that I'm not in the home studio right now. Had about a day and a half at home, couple of mountain bike rides, which grounded me beautifully. And now I'm out again. So let's talk about healing because that's what we do here. It is Wednesday. It'll be Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, fresh off the Truth About Cancer Live. I hope you all enjoyed that. There's a replay weekend coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're going to play all 3 days. You can see my lecture. You can see me MC. You can see Paul Barrettero talk about the Echo Water, the hydrogen water. Go to robertswater.com. You'll learn more about it there, a free ebook. And there was so much. It's just amazing the things that were happening. My kids really dug Ed Group. He was talking about fasting, the power of fasting. But everybody there, with, I think, very rare exception, I'm not sure that anybody disagreed with this, the idea that the mind right? The mind is very important in terms of health and or disease. And those doctors that have dealt with cancer holistically recognize that they can do everything in their arsenal natural that would normally work. And if somebody's mind is made up that they're going to die, there is nothing you can do about it. And the opposite is also true. Doctors that have told patients that they are going to die didn't believe them and knew they were going to live. And despite all of the prognostications, they've lived. And it's true if they're going holistic, they also have to have that mindfulness about them. Yet our first story today, our lead story today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, recognizes that mindfulness is meaningless. What? Where is this? Meaningless? Wait, no, we talk about the meaningness, the meaning of mindfulness. And they're saying it's meaningless. And they say it's a meaningless word with shoddy science behind it. Of course, where is this? This is in Newsweek. Mainstream media, pharmaceutically conflicted, molecular reductionist skeptics that can't handle the fact that mind is very powerful in terms of creation of the physical body and the matter that impacts upon. Now, Super D, is this really just a bunch of whiny skeptics going, we just don't believe in it because we can't prove it. We don't even know how to test it, which is true. And it's something that I've been saying for years when they accuse me of being a crazy homeopath because I use energy medicine. It's like, well, energy, that's not real. I say, stick your finger in a light socket and tell me how not real it is. You can't see it, but when it's coursing through you, you know it. And how many times in your life have you said, man, you know what? I'm just tired. I'm out of energy, right? Who says that they're out of molecules? You ever hear them say that? They're out of molecules?
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either. They're out of energy. Where does the energy come from? Of course, that's the mindfulness I'm talking about, the energetic component of life itself, the mental body impacting on the physicality. So are they like attacking it because maybe it's taking too much money away from molecular reductionists? What do you think?
Well, it's a really, I don't know, it's an interesting read because it's not just a group of skeptics that have written this. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting, they say here, a multidisciplinary group of researchers, which would include, surprisingly, Buddhist mm-hmm. scholars. Now, Buddhism is one of those religions where, like, one of the core tenets of Buddhism is mindfulness, right?
Mindful meditation, yes.
Yeah, so it's interesting the conclusions they've come to, but at the end of the day, when you read through this, ultimately what it comes down to is that they're talking about how the science behind mindfulness that has been, say, something that people have called on or referenced mm-hmm. to make their case about it is flawed.
Is it the science that's flawed, or do you think it's their inability to test the hypotheses?
Well, look, yes, and I think what is the definition of that? Okay, is there such a thing as flawed science? Of course there is. Does that mean that there aren't some of these scientific studies that may have been done concerning the mind-body connection that were flawed? Of course, that could be mm-hmm. the case. But ultimately, I think it's because science cannot, and has for the longest time, mm-hmm. Not been able to put their finger on it, measure it, mm-hmm. hold it. It's not something tangible that they can explain. So because they can't explain, they then say it's not real.
It's
or
not
it
real.
Doesn't exist. Or they do the best that they can using what it is they do, quote, know,
right,
in order to try and explain it and disprove it as not being what it is. It's somebody who's into meditation and mindful meditation would explain it as.
That, you know, the irony here is, of course, they're defending their molecular reductionist religion, right, while claiming there's no science to support mindfulness. You know, another perspective on healing or of living, right? This concept of being mindful. On the panel discussion that we did, if it was called that I moderated or refereed at the Truth About Cancer, a lot of the doctors up there recognize that energy medicine, as I said, it's not the future, it's the present. Ultimately, we're going to have to undo a lot of the garbage that we've done molecularly via energetic medicine because we've so overwhelmed and gunked up our systems with the molecules that they're so in love with that they can't see anything else but that. And there's a lot of toxicity associated with it. And, of course, my journey back to health all those years ago was utilizing energy, homeopathic liver drainage remedies, before I knew anything about, well, little or nothing about selenium that we know today, why that's a critical part of everybody's recovery, much less maintenance, prevention, or reversal of cancer. But all the body's ability is to produce glutathione depends upon the presence of selenium. So this is something I was able to succeed with minimal knowledge of molecular nutrition, just general knowledge. Now I know a lot more, of course, but we can reverse these things energetically, whether you're dealing with right frequency, whether you're dealing with contemplative meditative mindfulness, whether you're dealing with Reiki energy, acupuncture, right? Even massage therapy and acupressure, these things, there is an energetic exchange that is very real that can break through the molecular reductionist roadblocks that are set, not just in a Newsweek article, but in your mind at a very young age, particularly if you were born and grow up in the West, where we believe in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, or at least we are taught that. We don't call it that growing up. They just call it modern medicine, and you're supposed to believe everything your doctor tells you. But it's gone so far off the rails that even naturopathic doctors are utilizing drug therapies, and some are injecting toxic medicaments known as vaccines, because they've endorsed this religion, whether they wanted to or not. They've gone to a medical school, even naturopathic medical school, that has taught them allopathic bases for elevated or exalted status. They've got their license based on their degree. And now they're injecting people. They're poisoning people, as evidenced by my lecture at the oldest naturopathic college in the United States at their gastroenterology conference. And I was promoting a system of healing that involved all holistic therapies, minerals, even some homeopathy, and no drugs whatsoever, none of the allopathic variety. Yet all of the other naturopaths presenting with me on that day at that GI conference all used different forms of allopathic medical drugs, including antibiotics, including prednisone, in their recovery protocols. You see what we're saying here? That even naturopathy, this is not to accuse naturopathy of going wrong, but the schools themselves, in order to profit and to gain a foothold where allopathic medicine had nearly wiped them out, they said, all right, to go along, we're going to get along. And they've been swallowed up by the Flexner Report of 1910. And here we are in 2017, 107 years later, just now figuring out that we've got to go back to basics and we've got to embrace that mindfulness that is taught typically in churches and synagogues around the country. But whether people are actually being mindful out there or being full of drugs or drugful, that's the question. And when we come back from this break, live from Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way, Washington, outside of Seattle, we're going to talk to you about a very specific category of drugs. They're known as PPIs and their relationship to serious diseases. Could this be another RSB I told you so? I think so.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
All right, we're back at it, having a nice chat with some folks that are here at Marlene's Market and Deli, watching the live broadcast, as you might be able to do on, in fact, you can do if you have the YouTube channel open. Go to robertscottbell.com, listening on GCN, our home and radio broadcast syndication to affiliates around the country and around the world, including podcast versions through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. But now I have a young lady, she's 83, going to be 84, her husband 91, right here with me. She's asking me a question about this very next issue. Supernaut, do we have an audio clip we can play to lead into you know what it is
that
I told you so?
We don't have that one. No.
We don't have that one. Okay. So, folks, we're not going to play the country song, I Told You So, but I Told You So. Out of the San Diego Tribune, San Diego Union Tribune. PPI drugs, proton pump inhibiting drugs, are called stomach acid blockers. I mean, this is well beyond the Tums and the Rolaids of yesteryear. Remember those? I remember those. I was on them. These are the things that stop the production of stomach acid because doctors, dunderheaded doctors, are under the wrong-headed impression that you're producing too much stomach acid when quite the opposite is true. 9 out of 10 or more of these cases, not enough acid production is happening, and so things that are going into the stomach are sticking around. They're not digesting, and they're putrefying. I know it's kind of nasty to say it, but then there's an explosion, like a Mount Vesuvius exploding of the little acid that's in there, and it causes discomfort, particularly if it hits the esophageal region of the valve there, and they can sometimes call that gastroesophageal reflux disease. So rather than shutting down what little stomach acid production there is, we want to restore it. But I want to acknowledge that there is dysfunction. It's not that there isn't dysfunction. It's just that they're going to the wrong direction. And, of course, because they stop all stomach acid production with these PPI drugs like Prevacid, Pepcid. What was the one you were on, ma'am? Prilosec, right? Yeah. All of these things stop it. What happens is that you block the breakdown of certain foods that are normally transiting through the stomach. So now you're going to set yourself up for what I've called deficiency disease or deficiency syndrome. And I've often said that cancer is the result of long-term reliance on PPI drugs because you break down the body's ability to break down. Therefore, you can't assimilate the nutrients that protect you. Now, for many years, I've been lecturing on, and I'm going to speak tonight as well about that, the Silver Aloe Protocol. And it's in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal. I have a number of copies here if you come on down to Federal Way store, Marlene's Market in Delhi. And in this book, I talk in detail about the protocol for healing the tissue that has been inflamed and damaged and dysfunctional, because the microbiome plays a huge role, not only in digestion, but in immunity, in immune function. The production of neurotransmitters, the production of endocrine compounds, your hormones, enzyme production, all of these things source back into the gut. And we've done so much to destroy the gut that we end up having dysfunction. And then the doctors, and I'm not saying they're not trying to do you right. I mean, it's not that they're evil and mean and nasty. This is what they're trained. I mean, if you're only trained to give a drug, then you're going to see everybody that has, they have a drug deficiency. I know that's not the case, even though I was raised that way. So what I want to do is heal the tissue. Silver heals tissue. Silver takes and downregulates tissue inflammation locally, right? It's not about a mystery. It works from afar. You have to deliver it there. But it also upregulates the regeneration of healthy new tissue. So when we talk about GI disturbances, if it's just the stomach, we can take a tablespoon of silver three times a day to swallow it down. It'll get there. It'll do some stuff. But what about the intestines? Then we add the aloe. The aloe drives the silver into the gut to heal the gut. But right now, I want to talk about a way to, by the way, the article is very specific. It's saying it's promoting liver disease and liver cancer, chronic liver disease. Again, because if you can't break down and assimilate things, the liver, the key organ for elimination, is not going to be able to function properly. And we're all walking around with varying degrees of intensity associated with liver congestion, to the point where they'll diagnose a hepatitis A, B, C, D, E, F, or G. I don't care what they'll call it. Maybe they'll call it cirrhosis. Maybe they'll call it a fatty liver. It's all the same thing. Just like I say with colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis, it's all inflammation. And over time, the irritation to the cells, the diminishment of the absorption of minerals, leads to these diseases that are diagnosed as drug deficiencies. And they lead to cancer, where that's the ultimate drug deficiency, where they give you chemotherapy, which is so toxic that it can kill a healthy person. This is why we were doing the truth about cancer this past weekend. So I'm going to tell you, here's the secret to correcting the function, okay? I'm going to do it really quick. Get your pen. Write it down. Alta Health Products Cangest. It's a tea. It's a powder. You take a level teaspoon. You put it in warm water to activate it. Not hot water. Warm water to activate it. You drink that down three times a day on an empty stomach before meals. And you will correct the function, including the liver, the gallbladder, the intestines, and the stomach, so that acid will be produced again. Also, look to the issue of magnesium deficiency. That plays a big role in the lack of adequate, appropriate stomach acid production. Okay? And you can take natural supplements to cool the inflammation and pain associated before you have to resort or maybe coming off of the PPI drugs. And I can talk about that on the break. We've got lots more healing to go after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're about to go back.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, having a great time here on the Robert Chadbell Show at Marlene's Market in Delhi. In Federal Way, outside of Seattle, Washington. Great folks that have come early to be part of the radio show, and we've got some more questions that I will attempt to answer in this segment, Super Don, in addition to the notes and things that we have here about the, well, there's another mom in Michigan that's been taken to court over refusal to vaccinate her child. Remember last week we talked about a woman who had been jailed. She had been jailed by the judge for refusing to allow vaccines for her child. What country are we in? Is this Nazi Germany? Is this East Germany under communist Russia rule that they can force you to medicate and inject toxic poisons into your children? And if you don't, you can be jailed? Of course, the added controversy here is the brutality of civil divorce proceedings. They're very uncivil. When the mom and the dad, the husband and the wife, can agree that, hey, you know what, we're not going to vaccinate, or we're going to chill out and not do it so much, and then suddenly something falls apart or over time falls apart in the marriage, and then one parent decides to make the children pawns in a vicious game of attack. And then they say, you know what, I can get my spouse on this because the courts will side with me on vaccines. Even though they agreed not to, now suddenly one spouse is going to be vindictive. And this is the most horrendous, heinous thing you can do. I get it. You got a problem with your spouse. Why do people sacrifice their children this way? I know it's an existential question. Each case may be different. But here's a second case. And in this case, the objection is due to religious grounds that the mom, I believe, Super Don, correct me if I'm wrong, does not want her baby or child injected with aborted fetal cells, which are in many vaccines.
That is correct. And you know, just another piece of this that is ironic is that not only do we have a second case of a mom that is at odds with the father of the child over vaccines, but this is in the same court and the same judge as the previous case.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same court, same judge. Well, I'm hoping that there's enough backlash, and I'm not talking about violence, although, unfortunately, this judge is willing to visit violence on a baby this way. Ooh, I just got a beautiful picture. I've got some gorgeous rainbow-colored shot glasses my wife just bought me for home for playing the Silver Aloe game. We have
nice.
Yeah. This is a drinking game. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, we don't drink alcohol, we drink silver. And so if I say certain things that some astute listeners like Steve Felden put out there, then people know, toast it and take a shot of silver. It's very cute. Here, I'll hold it up to the, see if you can see those glass. Yeah, there you go. I'm holding it up for those of you watching on YouTube and for the folks that are here. So another issue on the vaccine thing in Kansas, there's a vaccine law, and it's a fight over religious grounds. What is the story here, Super D?
The one in Kansas is, I believe, we've got grandparents now in this situation. And they are having an issue, I believe it's with out there, they call them the DCF, the Department of
Child and Family Services. Yeah.
And apparently what's going on is the DCF out there is requiring people who want to exempt their children from daycare and school vaccination requirements to have to cite their denomination.
Whoa.
And the specific teaching in that denomination that is opposed to immunization in order to be able to get the exemption.
Holy tamale. Folks, this is, again, this is a very scary thing. And it's funny because Kansas, I think, you know, under Brown back, or what was the governor's name, they passed some kind of religious freedom law or something like that, acknowledging it, as well as laws that nullify federal prohibitions against private gun ownership, too. And yet Kansas is also in the midst of this battle where they're saying you can claim religious exemption, but you have to justify it, which is a supreme violation all the way up to the Supreme Court. In fact, I've referenced this many times over the years, that if you have an objection on religious grounds, the state does not have the right or privilege to demand that you justify your religious beliefs. If they're sincere and they're made with conviction, that's enough. You don't have to start quoting scripture to them about how or why. I mean, it certainly is great if you can, but it's not necessary. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that it matters not what religious denomination you belong to, what church, synagogue, or mosque you attend or don't attend. Your religious beliefs are uniquely your own. So if this judge in Kansas thinks he or she is going to overturn the fundamental tenets of the First Amendment based on a disastrous religious belief, cult-like belief in vaccines, I think there's going to be a huge backlash here. It's probably already happening within the community that gets this the word out.
Yeah, and you know, this, what you've got going on here is you've got, you know, the vaccine side of this, but something that we have seen and we've talked about over the years quite a bit is when you get involved with Child Protective Services, you've got kind of a, it's a complicated situation you've got going on here because the child
yes. is the custody status of the child is that the child is the state has custody. And this is because there was something, and I don't know the backstory on how this happened exactly, but the custody status is the result of what's called a child in need of care ruling that took place from a judge. And so the child is being taken care of and living with the grandparents, but the actual custody belongs to the state. So
the grandparents are challenging here.
They're challenging it, and so you've got this problem going on with the custody. And here's something that even makes this a little more, I guess, outrageous, is that the child is enrolled in a private religious daycare, okay? And when the child was enrolled at the daycare, the grandmother provided a religious exemption statement to the school and the Kansas Department of Health, and it wasn't contested at that time. So the school is okay with it, the Department of Health was okay with it, but it wasn't until the child ended up in Child Protective Services custody is when now all of a sudden it's like, we got to vaccinate this kid.
Well, like I said, the state has a religion in violation of the First Amendment. Remember, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yet what we have is a state that is entrenched in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And yet this violates, of course, your fundamental rights, fundamental freedoms to protect your children from things that violate your religious beliefs. I mean, we can go all into the medical violations that are going on here, the Hippocratic Oath, if they even take it, all of that. But this is a criminal act by a criminal government at this point. And we've talked about the controversies of Child Protective Services, CPS, around the country. We've talked about medical kidnapping. One of the most abusive scenarios that government has is the ability to take your child away from you. And you can point out that occasionally there's a legitimate need for that, but what about all of the innocent children who are being harmed by the very removal from their parents and the enforced vaccination, the enforced drugging? And by the way, local municipalities, school systems, etc., are being compensated monetarily by the pharmaceutical industry every time they vaccinate or drug these children. Don't forget that. We've talked about hospitals colluding with Child Protective Services to put children in experimental medical experimentation programs. This is hearkening back to Nazi Germany and the experimentation on humans at that point in time. It's happening again, folks. And it's largely happening within the allopathic medical field. As I say, I'm not saying that every doctor is evil, but you have to acknowledge that a lot of the evil is happening within the allopathic medical profession. And this is why we are here at Marlene's Market in Delhi at a health food store. Because where people are getting well is here in a health food store. The substances that are available to them, the energy systems that are available to them, these are the things that are making a difference in the lives of people, that are empowering them, that are bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. Yet, they're not supposed to say anything about the substances in here that can reverse, prevent, mitigate, treat, name the XYZ disease. Freedom of speech. In America, you don't have it when it comes to health and healing. Freedom of religion, when it comes to health and healing, in many states, under many judges, it doesn't exist. We declared our independence from England, from the crown, well over 200 years ago. Why? Because of religious persecution. We were in search of religious and spiritual freedom, yet now we find ourselves in not a crisis of vaccine or no vaccine, drug or no drug. We are in a crisis that is spiritual in nature, where we have supplanted our belief system of our youth, whether it be in a church, a synagogue, or mosque, and we've now supplanted that with government. You don't believe me? Look at California. And the Democrats in California have sold out to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and now they require all children to be vaccinated without exemption. Philosophical and religious. You want to go to public school or private school, you can't do it. Homeschool, how long will that last and how many people can do it? And this is not picking on Democrats, because if California were a Republican state, they would have bought them off the same way. Folks, stop worshiping government. Stop looking at government as the solution of the problem. They are the problem. Our founding fathers knew it. That's what they set up, a limited government to protect the people from the government. I'm not making it up. Go back, read your history books. My kids know this. They read, although they kind of have to unlearn some of the stuff they try to teach them in school. But for the most part, they're not getting the same indoctrination that's happening everywhere else. Now, I got about a minute or so, and I had a question about Parkinson's disease right here in the audience. All of these neurological degradation diseases, they start with heavy metals. Heavy metals in childhood, whether it be through vaccines, dentistry, whether it be through the mercury in the amalgams, other environmental sources of mercury, subsequent or simultaneous selenium deficiencies. Number one on the list to protect your brain and nervous system is selenium. Whole food form of selenium, not synthetic isolates, fractionally active relative to whole food forms of these things. There are supplements that contain that. It's in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Selenium is critical. What we see is we must detoxify those heavy metals. But when I work with neurological degradation of any and all kinds, I will utilize silver hydrosol as a daily adjunct, not only for immune benefit, but because it is regenerative. Silver is the most conductive metal that we know of, and the nerve cell is about conducting electricity. So there, rather than deleterious impact on the nerve cell, silver seems to have a regenerative impact. But I also increase essential fatty acids. We increase saturated fats from good, clean sources. And we utilize CBD now, cannabidiol from the hemp plant or the cannabis plant. It's neuroprotective. It's neuroregenerative. And there's more I can tell you. And the last thing I'm going to tell you before break, and I may talk to the YouTube crowd on the break, is about the trace mineral known as silica or silicon. It's not just skin, hair, and nails, folks. It is the key for neurological regeneration and integrity. All right? We're coming back with more Powerful Healing live from Seattle area at Marlene's Market and Deli.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, we're live from Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way, outside of Seattle, halfway down to Tacoma. I'm looking at the clouds behind me. Looks pretty ominous. If I see this on the East Coast, I'm thinking lightning and thunder, but I don't see any lightning. I don't hear any thunder. It's just like heavy, dark clouds. And so far, it's not dumping rain. I hope I didn't jinx anybody by saying that. But it's been dry, and I've had actually a fair amount of sunshine today, so I'm not complaining. It's been nice. And after the show tonight, if you're listening and you're in the Seattle area, come on down, fight the traffic. I know it's not fun, but I'm going to be doing a live free lecture at 6:30 local time at Marlene's Market Deli Federal Way. We got a great crowd that's building in here, and good questions coming from the audience as well. But Super Don, never one to pass up an opportunity to pick on me, has found a study about...
Now, wait a minute. I'm picking on you?
Well, you know, because anytime you bring up the stinky fruit from Thailand, you kind of try to find a way to make fun of me about it. Well, like the whole city block shuts down.
I'll be honest with you. I never used to pick... Because I didn't even know what it was. I've never had it. All I had was just what you explained to me. But it wasn't until... This was in 2013. We covered a story... Yeah. Where in Sydney, Australia, they evacuated a whole floor of an office building because they thought there was a gas leak. And they found out later that it was somebody had durian, and that's right. What caused them to evacuate the whole floor. So I suppose at that point, it became something that was kind of a joke. But listen, we talked about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. It comes up, you know, periodically. But apparently science got interested in trying to explain what it is that's in durian that would cause people to think there's a gas leak.
Yeah, in fact, they shut down a whole city block in New York a couple of years ago, too, over the delivery of durian from Thailand. And I'm looking at this picture in this article. It's on The Guardian out of the UK. And there's a little Thai child in the midst of all of these prickly durian. Somebody would say that that's torture. I tend to think of Brer Rabbit and the Briar Patch. You throw me in that pile of durian, I'm a happy boy. I'm going to be eaten happily, even though no one will bother me because it smells so bad. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Now, the question is, why does it smell like a mix of turpentine and onions garnished with a gym sock? That's the question. Super Don, have they figured it out?
I have to ask you, though, is that an accurate description? Turpentine and onions garnished with a gym sock?
You know, I don't tend to interpret it that negatively. I get why people do, but yeah, my wife would probably agree with that. I don't, but it just, it smells, it does, it smells, it's a high sulfur, but is there something else in there? They went into the DNA of this thing, for goodness sake. What did they find, and who spent this money, and was it worth it?
Well, these are scientists from Singapore, Hong Kong, and Malaysia all together, got together, and apparently they published the DNA blueprint of the durian.
Okay.
And found the genes that are responsible for the smell, I guess.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day here, mm-hmm. they kind of just blamed it on just these genes and the DNA of the fruit that caused it to have this reaction that makes it smell so horrible.
They can't. It can't be as simple as, hey, you know what, it's grown in particular soil and it has a particular mineral content, including high in sulfur, that creates the smell. They have to go into the DNA, really? Does this mean they're going to genetically modify durian so it doesn't smell?
They might.
Don't do it.
This is serious business, because in Thailand and Malaysia and Indonesia, they've actually banned durian from the public transport there and many of the hotels because of the smell.
You can't bring it into planes and trains and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I get it. But, folks, like you said, there's a reason. Why is man so arrogant that he has to out-create or attempt to out-create the Creator? Really? I mean, every time we do this, isn't there a disaster that ensues? Have we not learned anything from biblical texts? Come on. There's a whole lot of history we don't have to repeat. Let the durian stink and eat it if you like it. I will. Don't eat it if you don't. I'll stay outside and eat it. I don't mind. I like it that much. But I see it's intriguing to me. And again, maybe they're wanting to bring the durian market to more people who can't handle the smell. Again, it's the national sport of Thailand. Is when a Westerner first comes to Thailand, they bring him into a room and give him durian just to see what happens. It's a funny joke.
Welcome
and
to
I
Thailand.
I was one of the rare Westerners that went, this is creamy custard from God. I love this stuff. So anyway, we got a growing audience here gearing up for the lecture at Marlene's Market in Delhi. It's a great, great couple of stores, Tacoma and Federal Way. If you're in the Seattle area, it's a nice thing to see, you know, independent proprietorships as opposed to the mass market Amazon-owned Whole Foods as a way to support local businesses and local people doing good things, including yummy organic food. I might have some of this on the break. I got an organic rice and bean kind of wrap and some organic sweet potatoes. I'm just happy as can be. And this Rebel drink that'll keep me going tonight before we head to Eugene and then Portland. Folks, we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing from Marlene. Stick around. Ty Bollinger is going to be back to go outside the box because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.